I was very disappointed at the response that Shane Ross had sent to my motion, Donegal County Council, which was unanimously backed, calling for government support for Derry City Airport. Shane Ross has chosen to completely ignore the importance of Derry City Airport and is steadfastly refusing to release any funding. And to me, that seems that he clearly doesn't understand the need for the airport for the North West, for Donegal as a whole. We're the only region in the north in the island that doesn't have dual carriageway connection to Dublin. We don't have any access to rail. So I suppose increases the importance of the airport and the importance of access to this region.
And you have been quoting the statistics which show the level of the usage of that airport by people in Donegal.
Yeah, some 40% of the passengers use the Derry Airport are people from Donegal. That shows just how important it is. While it may be in Derry City, it's right on the doorstep of Donegal, right on the doorstep of Finishone, and it's so accessible, so handy. Other than that, Dublin's a long journey for people. Belfast is a long journey. The Derry City Airport really is Donegal's airport, in my view anyway, and it has to have the government support that it used to have from 2001 to 2011. The government financially supported the City of Derry Airport. That money was sadly withdrawn in 2011. It's a hugely retrograde step, and I think Shane Ross needs to understand the importance of reinstating that money.
How do you get him to realise that? You're calling for a cross-party meeting with him?
Yeah, Minister Ross has chose to ignore the motion that was put forward. So I think the next step is that we need people from all political persuasions, all parties, to go down, travel to Dublin, put forward a united case, put forward a fight, explain the importance to it, and hopefully the Minister will realise the importance of this and release the funding. My colleague, our Senator Paddy McLaughlin, has also secured a Shannon debate on both the A5 and the City of Derry Airport. So I'm hoping by both these actions that we can put forward a strong enough case, and Mr. Ross will understand that it's a mistake not to fund this airport, and we'll finally release the funding that the airport needs and deserves.